We want to welcome everyone to this year's National Federation of the Blind, State of Indiana National Convention. It's our 65th convention. And we are so glad to be here streaming with you guys. And today we have our state president, Mr. Ronald Brown. We want to thank you, Mr. Brown, for just being such a great president over the years and currently the state president and doing just great things in the state. Tell us a little bit about this year's convention.
Well, Lee, this year's convention is a good one because we have moved our convention out of Indianapolis this year, and we came to Fort Wayne to support the new chapter that we started here. And we thought one good way to support that chapter is to bring our state convention here. We had an overwhelming vote at our last year's convention to move it and to bring it to Fort Wayne, and so here we are.
How did you come up with this year's theme?
The theme for this year's convention actually was a collaboration between Pam Schnur, our first vice president, and myself, and we were kicking all kinds of titles around, and we thought about us as a team. We have the world champion blind baseball team here in our state, and 4 years in a row, mind you. And so we decided to go with Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. Now, our team is our federation family. Our dream is to have full participation in society, make sure that we all live the life we want, and that blindness is not what's going to hold us back from living that life. So we thought it was very appropriate to go with Teamwork Makes the Dream Work.
That's just fantastic, President Brown. And we just concluded our state board meeting. Mm-hmm. And we had a number of scholarship students here this year. And we have a number of first-time visitors here this year. You want to talk about that, how that you was energized by that
tonight? I was very energized by it. I'm always energized when new people find the Federation. I found it so many years ago, and it changed my life, and I wouldn't be the person I am today without the Federation. I can truly say that. I can also say that when I get new people, that whether they come from the scholarship realm or whether they just find us by someone talking about the Federation, say, hey, come see this organization and check it out and see if it'll work for you. I get energized by that because I know what the Federation did for me so many years ago after I lost my sight, and I know that it could do the same for them, because what happened then is the same thing that's happening now. It's life-changing, and it also lets everybody know that you can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back.
With our convention being held right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, mm-hmm. What I'm excited about is this new chapter that mm-hmm. we have here in Fort Wayne. And how do you feel about that, President Brown?
Here's where I feel. With every new chapter comes new challenges. With every new chapter comes new responsibilities. I feel that anybody that starts a chapter, first and foremost, has to have the mindset that they're willing to put forth the effort. You know, a lot of people like to take titles but don't like the responsibility behind those titles. I feel like if anyone wants to step up and start a chapter and then they get the people around them in order to participate in that chapter, then they're willing to do the work. That excites me because I know that every appointment and every opportunity that I've had in the Federation, it was because I put the work in. It wasn't because I'm Ron Brown, the president, or I'm Ron Brown on the national board, or what have you. I know that I got appointed because I put the work in. So it wasn't about titles, it was about the responsibility behind the title. And I get excited when a new chapter starts up, and I want them to understand that you may be small now, but if you put the work in and you ask somebody that knows somebody else that knows another blind person, ultimately you'll have a great and thriving chapter.
Well, President Brown, we want to thank you so very much because we know you have so much to do with this convention, and we just want to thank you once again for being such a great president, because every day we know that someone within the National Federation of the Blind is raising the expectations of blind citizens, and you certainly do that, sir, and we want to thank you once again.
Thank you.